Greetings there, dear physical angels. You are working with us at this time because you are experiencing severe mental, emotional, spiritual distress. You are having a meltdown of some kind, or a series of meltdowns. You are in crisis. An earthquake is erupting inside of you, and you cannot stop it. You may be afraid that you are having a nervous breakdown. Well, you are having a nervous breakdown. We are here to support you, to love you, and to explain what is happening. Finally, dear one, you are healing. This earthquake is shaking loose inside of you. Emotions, thoughts, scenes that you may have not allowed yourself to feel, to face, or to see before. But I don't want to see them now. I want them to just go away. Yes, we understand you want them to go away. But there is a reason that it is happening. There is a reason you are losing it. You may have something happening in your life at this time, such as a death, a divorce, a complete life change that may have shaken it loose. We offer to you compassion for your current situation. This life change may also be spiritual in nature. You may be opening to your spiritual gifts. You may be opening to the possibility that there is a God, a goddess, a higher self, another reality. And we say that that is beautiful. That is beautiful that you are opening to that. We understand that it may create a bit of a crisis. When all of a sudden your mind thinks and feels differently from how it did before, whether it is being induced by an event, a physical event outside of you, or a spiritual event inside of you, either way, this is crisis, this is meltdown. We ask you to embrace your meltdown. Rather than shaming it on yourself, asking it to just go away, invite it in deeper. Yes, be brave, get past your fear. Invite in your crisis deeper. Hold space for yourself. Allow yourself to breathe and to create a larger space around you. Become the mother, the father, the nurturer, or the caretaker of your crisis. This crisis is a child, a baby, begging to be birthed, to create itself anew, so that you may change, so that you may take a greater responsibility for yourself, your life, and your creative ability. Oh, but I don't want that. I want it to be everyone else's fault that I am having this meltdown. I want it to be my ex's fault that they are divorcing me, or I had to divorce them. 'Tis my mother's fault that she creates these crises inside of me. My teacher's fault. My employer's fault. We ask you to take responsibility. Laugh at the blame, because you are no longer a child. Your meltdown is occurring so that you may grow up in this moment, no matter your age. If you can hold space for yourself, invite in the critical moment. Invite in this mental, emotional, spiritual collapse. allowing it to collapse inside of you, to break apart, and then create deliquesce. Most beautifully, to melt you, allowing you to flow forward into the divine infinite intelligence's plan, lovingly guiding you forward. That is what this is about. Allowing you your emotions, your grief, allowing you to have your meltdown. We do not ask you here to not have your meltdown. Please have your meltdown. Get somewhere where you can scream and cry and release. If you are not currently in your meltdown, but they are happening frequently, you may need assistance. You may need assistance to help yourself to release them. If it is reoccurring over and over again, you are still not facing your healing. You are allowing your healing to run you. You are allowing your ego to run you. You are allowing your fear to run you. Step back from it, but allow the emotion, allow the meltdown, scream. Stop holding it under wraps. Stop hiding it under that hat, that facade that you are creating. Stop trying to pretend it isn't happening. That is what created the meltdown in the first place. You were trying to hold it together. We give you permission to have the meltdown, to face it. Your health may be another reason you are facing this breakdown. Have you found out something about your health that you did not want to see before? Did you create your greatest fear and now you don't know how to get out of it? Again, have the breakdown. Face it, nurture it. The meltdown itself is your ticket to freedom from your pain. You do not see children hold on to their meltdowns. They have them readily in front of everyone, over anything. You still have that child inside of you. You still have the ability to have the meltdown. Your past events are rising as well. Your past grief. Any other meltdown that you may have kept underneath that hat of yours. How many of them were there? Where you just breathed it down. No, I can handle this. I can. I can just put it right here for right now. I can get to it later. I just have to breathe past it. Every time you've done that, you have created yet another meltdown, larger each time, in an effort for your body to release it, your heart to be free, your second chakra to be free to create. How many meltdowns have you been building up to? When did you stop crying? When did you stop allowing yourself the breakdown? That many years, that many months. Now you have found yourself at nervous breakdown because all of your meltdowns want to come out now. All of them want to come out and play. They want to scream, they want to cry. They want to be loved, held, nurtured, and set free ultimately. Whatever the reason that has triggered your meltdown, your crisis, your nervous breakdown, just allow it in these coming meditations. Allow yourself to bring it in deeper and take responsibility for the meltdowns.